Thank you, everybody, for joining me today. And I thought we'd start. We have a couple of EIT winners here, which is a great achievement. So I thought we would start with little bits of introductions and a bit about your product. So perhaps, Mohammed, you could kick things off for us.
Thank you, Kate, for the introduction, and glad to be here. My name is Mohammed El Amir. I am a co-founder of WOMI. My background is in chemical engineering, material science, and sustainable entrepreneurship. I have done in my master's AMIS, Advanced Materials for Innovation and Sustainability, which was part of EIT Raw Materials. And upon doing my thesis, I joined the Foamwood, which is the innovation that led to co-founding the company WOMI. Basically, our innovation revolves around creating a sustainable alternative to traditional plastic foam products. And we have developed a patented biodegradable foam in Aalto University. And our foam is made from cellulose. I have a sample right here. So our foam is made from cellulose, and it's not only fully bio-based, it's also strong and lightweight that fits perfectly for packaging applications. And this innovation addresses the issue of plastic pollution that we are tackling and by providing this alternative, this sustainable alternative to it. And yeah.
Great, thank you. And Andreas, fill us in. What do we need to know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my name is Andreas from Würzburg, Germany. My scientific background is the materials development with a strong focus on batteries and recycling. I'm the coordinator of the EIT Raw Materials Project HyQCarb and founder of the battery recycling startup Cell Circle. And in HyQCarb, we are working on sustainable, high-quality carbon materials made in Europe, which enable a better battery performance. And these materials consist of low carbon footprint, wet beaded acetylene black, and bio-based ultra-thin carbon nanotubes. And both materials are conductive agents and show the best performance in combination. And this is why our industry partners, Arkema and Orion Engineered Carbons, have decided to commercialize a joint product in form of a ready-to-use carbon mixed dispersion.
Fantastic. And a question for both of you. I mean, you know, often when we're talking about materials innovation, it can be a little bit hard to see or to imagine the end product. Could you maybe both describe for me a little bit about what that might look like? Perhaps Mohammed, I know you've got your sample there, but, you know, obviously mm-hmm. that's quite a small sample. So how you go from, you know, a side stream product to something that's commercially available?
Yeah. So this is the sample of WOMI Biofoam. If you're looking at it, it looks like a styrofoam, but it's not. This is doesn't have any plastics in it. So in terms of applications and of the product, so we have been after we co-founded the company, we have been there for a year and a half. We have spun off from Aalto University in June 2022, and then we raised a seed round that we closed it of 1 million in January last year. And we used that money to actually build our first pilot production machine that scale up, that kind of demonstrate the industrial scale. And this is kind of the biggest challenge. We are dealing here with a completely new innovation, a new material, and that needs a new process that it needs to be developed. And the typical stages of deep tech startup apply to us, that we have to kind of go through building the process ourselves, developing it until refining it until it becomes in an industrial level accepted, so that we can kind of sell it commercially, and also increasing the volume, which is the biggest aspect in dealing with foams. So for us, since our foam is fully biodegradable and recyclable, so it fits perfectly for single-use application. And for that, we are entering the protective packaging market. It has insulation properties, it has cushioning properties, but it doesn't reach to the level that you would rely on other applications. So our focus is to replace different types of plastic foams in protecting various items. And we have started already working with various companies and brands, starting from luxury, furniture, electronics, and we have scaled up our production 10 times since when we started, and we are now going for the next phase to build our pilot factories to scale up even more. So it's about scaling up, reaching to the right volumes, and improving the quality and the product and the process itself, so that it becomes neat and fit for any commercial uses. And this is our goal.
Thank you. Wow. And Andreas, would you like to tell us a little bit?
So our end products are batteries, and based on our materials innovation, batteries will be greener and will have a better battery performance. And for your everyday life, this means that electric vehicles can be charged quicker, that your mobile phones last longer until they have to be recharged again. And in general, your electric devices have a better safety and have a better service life.
Fantastic. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a need there. I think we've seen a lot of examples over the last year or two with battery safety issues, particularly in e-bikes. So it's definitely, you know, very relevant. Question for both of you. I mean, you're both kind of coming from an academic background, like a lot of deep tech companies, of course. I'd be interested to learn a little bit about how the EIT program has helped with commercialization in terms of either or perhaps getting a product that's ready for more of a commercial outlet in terms of the different steps you need to undertake, or introducing you to partners or contacts or so forth. Yeah, maybe Mohammed, you could. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. So for our case, as you mentioned, like commercializing a research is not something that is easy. It goes through a lot of steps before you actually spin off. And once you spin off, you still have a lot of challenges that you go through. So from my perspective, from what happened based on my story originally, EIT raw materials have actually with helped me or supported me with more of an educational tools and networking that kind of was made this process even faster, and it made me also learn and kind of adapt to this opportunity to spin off and found a company after having a successful research. So I've studied AMIS. I did my first year in Grenoble ENP in Felma in France, and my second year was in Aalto University here in Finland. And here, the courses were a mix of like technical courses in the material and also like entrepreneurship courses as well, and commercialization. And this is what I have gotten mostly here in Aalto University. I was really lucky to be in this program, so I got connections from both universities, professors and university also, like connections that kind of helped me to kind of get feedback, get insights about this technology, get insights about what steps that we need to go through when we spin off. So that was really quite helpful, because after taking all these courses, I didn't even know that I will be founding a company. But then the opportunity came, and I was there in the research, and then I met the founding teams, and then I contributed with what I have gained of knowledge and experience from EIT through my program, and applied that through this process from building the business model, focusing on what is the steps that you go through after with the IP, with the IPR, and also like how's your first fundraising is going to look like. And I would say that I would give also special thanks to my team of founders and the university that also were very, very supportive in these stages. And we still have a lot more challenges to go there, and the connection with EIT is still continuing. So I join also events with EIT raw materials, such as Label Startup Day, EIT Stakeholders Day, that connects also companies and investors in the same place. So these are all events and also activities that EIT engage us with them, and it's very helpful during our journey.
Great. I strongly support.
Yeah, I strongly support what Mohamed has said. The EIT has also helped us a lot to bridge the gap between application-oriented research and industrial application. We benefited from advice, from the funding, and last but not least, from the big partners network of the EIT Raw Materials. And I enjoyed the cooperation with the EIT Raw Materials very much. And this is why I have initiated and coordinated 5 big battery projects up to now within the EIT Raw Materials. And also my startup Cell Circle is a result of a EIT business idea competition.
Wow, that's great. Probably a last question. I know we've covered a lot of things in our chat today, so we don't need to ask, you know, everything. Maybe what are some tips for people that are considering being involved in these kinds of programs? Do you have any thoughts on perhaps how they can choose programs or what kinds of things they should be looking at?
Yeah, it's a very challenging question, like to find a good, like a specific, there's no direct answer for that, I would say. It depends on each one's desires of like how would they see themselves being an agent of change in the society, or like how would they see themselves like participating in a certain innovation or research, or even like working on a specific field. Mine personally, I was mostly like an activist in the back before joining AMIS. So I was an activist, ocean activist. I kind of I have worked with several organizations and led young teams. We have arranged like beach cleanups and awareness about plastic pollution. So, and I have studied the plastics already in my bachelor. So this is what the thing that like really resonated with what I wanted to do next. I have studied AMIS, the AMIS Advanced Materials, and the Advanced Materials can be mostly focused on batteries, solar panels, very, very kind of specific topics, and not mostly into the biomaterials, but I found a chance to use what I have learned in my backgrounds to apply it into the biomaterial, and that worked out well for me. I would think like just keep your eyes open on like chances like these. Surround yourself with a community such as EIT. EIT Raw Material has a really huge community and alumni community as well that is very supportive. You can get mentorship. You can get like courses in any field you want. You can get you can switch even like to learn something else or new fields while you are studying your program. So keep your options open and try to like take a sip from each sea, if I would say that, and then you would find the really right opportunity, what you really want to do.
So from my point of view, if you are a sustainable innovator who has already done the basic research, now has the goal to bring these developments into industry very, very quickly, I really recommend to join the EIT Raw Materials and to start, for example, upscaling projects because of the high TL focus, and the focus on KPIs like innovations launched on the market, startups that are generated. And this perfectly complements other existing funding opportunities like the typical Horizon Europe projects, for example.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for making the time to talk today. It's really interesting to hear about these programs from people who've actually done them from the inside and been able to, you know, succeed and, you know, gain credit and awards for your initiatives. Congratulations again to you both, and thank you for talking with me today.
Many thanks.
Thank you.
It was a great pleasure.